Voting in the March 12, 2024 presidential primary. If you will be 18 by the November 5th general election, you can vote in the presidential primary. Your ballot will be mailed by February 23rd. Follow these steps for your vote to count. 1. Read the declarations on your return envelope. 2. Mark 1 political party declaration box, required. 3. Sign and date the declarations, required. 4. Vote for one candidate from the political party you marked in Step 2. 5. Follow steps shown on the insert included in your ballot packet to return your voted ballot. Why do I need to mark a party box? For this election only, you must mark and sign a party declaration for your vote to count. The major political parties require voters to mark a party box. If you mark the Democratic Party box, you must vote for a Democrat. If you mark the Republican Party box, you must vote for a Republican. Your selection will not affect how you may vote in future elections. Attempts to change the party declaration wording could result in your ballot not being counted. Vote for one. You may vote for one candidate or the uncommitted delegates option, but not both. A vote for one candidate listed on the ballot directs party delegates to support that candidate at their national convention. A vote for uncommitted delegates allows uncommitted party delegates who represent Washington to decide during their national convention. On January 9th, each political party decided which candidates would be printed and whether to add uncommitted delegates to their side of the ballot. Once the list of candidates was submitted to the Office of the Secretary of State, changes could not be made. RCW 29A.56. The order of political parties is determined by the number of votes cast in this state for the President of the United States at the last presidential election. Candidates are listed in alphabetical order within each party. WAC 434-219-155.